More than 200 years ago, one young boy had a dream he never gave up on. He also had a very special gift that was passed down from generation to generation in his family. Today, that gift is given to you. Spyglass Books, LLC, presents 1 April in Boston, The Gift of the Spyglass, by Ben L. Edwards, read by Phil Rosenthal. Lincoln's Gettysburg Address, read by Jim Getty. This book is for my parents, with love and appreciation. The audio version of 1 April in Boston is dedicated to the men and women of the United States military who gave their lives for their country so that we could live in freedom. May they never be forgotten. Introduction. In 1 April in Boston, we meet 10-year-old Ben Edwards, a boy who actually lived in colonial Boston at the time of the American Revolution. An orphan at the age of 8, he lives with his Aunt Sarah and his uncle, Alexander Edwards, a member of the Sons of Liberty. Ben is growing up at an exciting time, and his uncle's patriotic connections give special meaning to the events he experiences. Ben dreams of a life full of adventures at sea. He wants to be a mariner, just like his grandfather, an early Boston sea captain. Ben puts this goal in writing and never gives up on it. Throughout the story, he carries a spyglass that once belonged to his seafaring ancestor. Ben believes he can glimpse the future through its lens. Some family members make fun of his claim, but not his cousin Betsy. She is certain that Ben can truly see images of things to come through his spyglass. In 1 April in Boston, you'll meet Ben and his siblings and discover his passion for the sea. You'll encounter his uncle Alex, a cabinet maker, and learn about his involvement in the Sons of Liberty. You'll light the signal lanterns with Robert Newman and follow silversmith Paul Revere on his famous midnight ride to Lexington. Later, you'll stand beside Ben and his cousin Betsy as they hear the Declaration of Independence being read for the first time in Boston. According to family legend, in 1905, the spyglass was passed on to Ben's great-great-grandson, Philip Edwards, who glimpses his own future through it. You'll follow Phil as he travels to Boston in 1909 to learn more about his ancestors. In 1917, before he goes to France to fight for his country, 22-year-old Phil kisses his sweetheart Ella goodbye and realizes that the time has come to pass on his gift. 1 April in Boston is the historically accurate tale of several generations of an American family. It is the result of extensive genealogical research and is supported by online access to photographs, paintings, and artifacts, including many that have remained in the Edwards family for more than 250 years. The dialogue and many of the circumstances, events, and occurrences in the story are fictional. At the conclusion of the story, you'll learn what became of Ben's spyglass and where it can be found today. You'll leave with a newfound appreciation for the choices and sacrifices made by patriotic Americans from the time of the American Revolution to the present day. So, let the journey begin. In a changing seaport town, in the Massachusetts Bay Colony, a young boy is about to discover the roots of liberty and the birth of freedom. 1 April in Boston.